there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to check in with our friends from Hawaii and Chicago. A little recap of Our World Underwater there for that event. Also, Jim Elliott from Dive Hard is going to join us here a little bit later on, hopefully, if we can connect.
Dive Hard, is that a Bruce Willis movie? Dive Hard?
Yeah, no, Dive Heart.
Oh, is that a Mel Gibson movie?
It might be. We'll have to ask him.
Okay.
But you'll find out about that and then some here as we continue on. Now, as you heard in Hour 1, we do have a guest in the studio.
Yes.
Alisa is with us. She's a dive instructor, boat captain. She has a, I don't know, you have like a 200-ton captain's license the whole time,
yeah,
right?
Baby. Yeah, baby.
This girl's got it going on. Am I right, Alisa?
I guess so.
Yeah, you guess?
Guess I have it going on.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, she's got skills. This girl's got skills. She has a really nice underwater video set up, real high-end stuff that she was shooting when we were on the liveaboard there in the, I don't know, which one? What was that? The Turks or no? It was Bahamas, right?
Yeah, the Bahamas, the CX2.
Yeah. Alisa was on the boat when we were out there with Kelly, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so you were on there with the dolphin trip.
Now, I ask you again, 45 or 55?
No comment.
Kelly is not a mermaid. She is a Brazilian swimsuit model.
Good.
They can't sing a lick, by the way.
Are you sure?
Did you ever see or hear Kelly sing on the boat, by the way, when we were there in the Bahamas swimming with the dolphins? Do you remember her singing at all?
No.
There's a reason why you didn't hear
it's
her
it's the sort of thing you'd remember.
Because she's tone deaf.
Oh, really?
And we're going to play her song here in just a bit. You have that to look forward to, Alisa.
Fantastic.
Can you sing? Can you hold a tune?
I absolutely cannot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the bar's really low here at Scuba Radio. And as long as
well, that's actually because
we
have a number of short people that come in to drink. That's why the bar is so low.
Yeah, but the bar is very low in many level or in many situations.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to singing. As long as you look good in a mermaid tail, which you do,
thank you,
and you have many other skills, you might be a world class singer here on the
our standards
radio. But yeah.
By our standards,
we'll have you listen to Kelly's song, and then you can listen to it and decide whether or not you can. You can top it.
I might be able to top it if I have a few beers first.
Okay, we can make that happen. We can make that happen. How about booze? How about one big shot? I don't know. We'll see what we can do. But let's get back on track just a bit, because you just completed this free diving course with Martin Stepanek, world-class free diver.
That's right.
A good friend of Scuba Radio. I haven't had the opportunity to do Martin's course, but you just completed it down there in Fort Lauderdale. And by the way, before I forget, his website is freediver. What is it?
Freedivinginstructors.com.
Freedivinginstructors.com. And Martin Stepanek, a great guy, and he can hold his breath for like, you know, what, 20 minutes? It's some insane.
Yeah.
The guy's not human. I think he might be an alien. You think?
He's definitely part fish.
He is definitely. The guy can hold his breath forever, but he taught you.
That is unimpressive to me. I've seen my wife hold her breath for upwards to 15 minutes, pretending to be in a coma. That happens a lot, you know. Got a headache tonight, dear? No, I'm in a coma.
Really?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Has your wife been talking to my wife?
I think they're friends on Facebook.
I thought that was unique. Anyway, you went through the course, and before you took the course, you could hold your breath for how long, you think, Alisa?
Oh, who knows, maybe a minute, and I could free dive maybe to 40 feet.
40 feet. So after Martin's course of like a, what, it was like a 5-day program kind of thing?
Yeah, it was 5 days and then 4 or 5 days, I think. Level 2 it was, and I managed to, after 3 days in the open water, get down to 80 feet. And
80 feet?
Some people are getting down to 100 plus feet.
Wow. On a breath of air, and on those 80-foot dives, how long are you down there on the bottom, you know, futzing around there, about,
it was,
you think?
It was really just straight down and up, because we had this rig floating out in the Gulf Stream for 3 hours with lines dangling off down to 100 feet.
Oh, I got you. So they were just markers there.
Yeah,
say, okay,
yeah.
Here, go grab this flag, bring it back, kind of thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, cool. So you got down to 80 feet, and then you learned how to hold your breath for as long as 3.5.
I learned to hold my breath for 3.5 minutes when we were doing the static apnea in the pool, which is
right.
A bit different, where you like relax yourself and you're just completely still and you're not using any energy.
Yeah. But if you can go down to 80 feet and make a free dive for, say, like a couple minutes.
Yeah,
about
a minute.
That's an impressive achievement in its own right.
Right. It's about a minute total that you're under there.
Yeah.
So, what is the hardest part to doing that free diving? Is it convincing yourself mentally that you can do it?
No, you know what I found the hardest, being a scuba diver for the last 10 years, was equalizing. I've never had a problem equalizing. But when you're freediving, it's completely different because you don't have all the air that you have when you're scuba diving. So your lungs, as they compress, it's so difficult to equalize. That was my problem. That's what held me back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, people listening at home, this is not something you want to take lightly. You don't want to go practice holding your breath in your back guard pool.
No.
Because people die doing this, don't they?
Definitely. Martin was teaching us, there's a buddy team system they use. It's real safe the way he teaches it.
Yeah, and you may think, what's the big deal? Well, yeah, people start holding their breath and they pass out and they drowned. It happens every year. It's scary how much it actually happens when you look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do this without proper supervision or without really knowing what you're doing or having a buddy. Like you said, they just kind of sits there and watches you over you while you're doing this.
That's right.
And then you have little signals and things to make sure you're not putting yourself in kind of jeopardy in that regard.
Yeah. Even though we're telling you do not do this at home, don't go to somebody else's home either and do it. just don't do it on your own. You really need a professional.
Well, no, you can do it to...
No, no.
Yeah, you welcome. I thought you had an open door policy.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's just me.
No.
All right, so you go through the course, you do this. Well, what are you planning to do with these skills now, Elise, that you can hold your breath so long? Is it just something that you're going to use at the singles bar to connect with other guys?
Temper tantrums in airports.
I can hold my breath 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. How impressive.
Because that's a big turn-on for a lot of guys. Not me.
Sure, it is.
Not me. I'm just saying. So I could see that being used.
I hadn't thought of that, but I think I'll do that. I was going to use it to improve my camera skills, but...
Ah, okay. That makes
sense. I'll take it to the
probably
bar.
More practical, for sure. Yeah, so, to improve... So you can free dive maybe do some whale footage, that kind of thing?
Yeah, just get closer
really
to the...
scuba as much?
Yeah, get closer to the animals. And a lot of whales and dolphin charters you go on, you're not allowed to use scuba, so... to improve my bottom time with the camera, because my camera is pretty big, too, so I need to learn how to...
Yeah, your camera weighs as much as you do, doesn't it?
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah. And she has this massive camera system that... But it shoots incredible footage. It's an impressive piece of gear, for sure. Now, so you're going to use that to maybe... those free diving skills to get closer to maybe some big animals that are spooked by the bubbles and things
That's
like that.
That's right, yep.
Got it. Now, what about, what do you do to prepare yourself? Now, I know this is probably something, that is a trade secret to Martin. I've tried to get this out of him before when we've interviewed him on the show. I was like, hey, what do you do, man, when you're getting ready to calm yourself? Do you, think of, a babbling brook in some kind of, Fijian forest or something to kind of calm yourself and get all zen with yourself? Is that what you're doing? And he said, hey, I don't think of nothing. He didn't even care. He was just like, I don't think anything like that. What about you? Did he tell you to kind of focus or mentally, get yourself in a space where you're calm, I guess, or what?
Yeah, there's a few things you do to prepare. You put your face in the water for a minute and breathe through snorkel, and that just starts your body realizing you're in the water, so your heart starts slowing down and you start relaxing. You have a special breathing technique that he teaches you.
Yeah, what's can you do it? What's the breathing technique? Is it like, like some kind of Lamaze kind of thing, or
it's,
what?
It's not hyperventilating as a lot of people like to think. It's,
yeah.
It's just breathing deeply, basically.
Breathing deeply.
Yeah, breathing slowly, deeply, using all of your whole lung volume.
Now, you're kind of a small, petite late girl. She's very attractive. Thin,
the hand gestures. Shapely. You have got to work
no,
on the
like
hand
right
gestures.
Here. I'm just
holy
saying, shapely,
cow.
Like,
that is not what that hand gesture means.
Tanya Streeter, world-class free diver in her own right. I've seen her prepare and do a free diving exhibition before, and I've seen how she breathes in, and she literally shrunk down to about the size of a tube, like a 3-inch square PVC pipe around her midsection. Are you doing that stuff too? Because she looked like a circus freak.
Yeah, I can't do that. But Martin does a similar thing. He demonstrated. It's all in the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Still exercising your diaphragm.
Or making it disappear.
Yeah,
which is
making
what...
it disappear in, behind your rib cage.
It was. It's kind of. But are you? Did you learn a little bit about that, or is that more advanced?
It's something that you have to exercise. Yeah, it's
got
like doing running 10 miles or whatever. You have to keep trying.
I am curious on this free diving. How long are you in the water before you attempt to dive? I assume you attempt to dive from the surface. You don't dive off a boat into the water and see how far down you can go.
Right. Well, we would just jump in and do the thing where we would breathe on the surface a little bit, and then we would just do warm-up dives. So you dive down to 15 feet and hold your breath there for a little bit, then do that, and then maybe a little bit deeper. Do that 3 times, and then that starts again to make your body realize that it's underwater, which triggers the mammalian dive reflex. Which
Couldn't you just think, hey, I'm in the water now, based on all this water around me. Can't you talk your body into convincing it that it's in the water?
It has to realize, like, because it's funny, when you have the urge to breathe, that's your body, only then does your body realize that it's underwater. Your brain, of course, realizes, you realize, but your body... doesn't realize until
our
you
brains
have that
are
first.
Our bodies are stupid.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
It is. So, it's all very interesting.
So that getting past that that reflex, the mammalian
mammalian dive reflex.
The trick to it is really just psyching your brain out. Then
yeah, just your body has to realize it's underwater, and then as soon as it does, your heart starts slowing and all these reflexes kick in that everybody has, but we've just kind of lost touch with them.
See. Interesting.
So, and it's the sort of thing which isn't brought out by diving.
No.
Yeah, this
because
is a totally different animal when you're free diving like that, for sure.
Yeah, interesting.
It's dolphins and all the marine mammals.
Orca.
Yeah. Or
whales.
In Bell's case, it'd be a whale, sure. But, or a manatee. Maybe a manatee.
Yeah, you know, that's a little bit more like it, actually.
Well, it's impressive stuff. It's definitely on my list. Do you think it made you a better scuba diver learning those skills?
I don't think it affected my scuba diving, but it's definitely a whole different level of skills that I had to learn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think it helped a little bit as far
she
as,
like... She
already
said no.
No.
Would you stop? Please.
See,
objection. Badgering the witness.
I think it would make you a better diver to be able to have those skills to free dive.
Wiffle ball doesn't make you a better softball player. They're different things.
Well, you can't always scuba dive when you're on a trip, and it's nice to have some really good free diving
skills. It's nice to have another set of skills. She said another. It's different.
Now there's the hand motion you're making. That looks like the same motion I made a minute ago when you gave me a bunch of grief. And that middle finger one, that I am number one. I am number one, absolutely. All right, more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba radio, it's scuba radio, it's scuba radio, it's scuba radio.
I would consider it a great honor if you would make loud donkey sounds, then pretend to vomit at my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers, I want to go down.
Oh yeah.
And I don't care if you white, black or brown, we're going down.
No, honey, if you can swing that one.
Down, 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 we're going down.
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee hee.
You know that you want to, you know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
I'll make a note of it.
I'll be your buddy, maybe more than just friend. You and me can have a dive romance.
What the hell did your mother do to you?
Whoa, 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 we can have a Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio.
Well, you've got to listen to something when you're down there.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know, Lisa. Could you do that? Could you do a song like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, like that? You think you could top that?
I think I could maybe do that.
You think you could pull it off, huh?
You think?
I don't think I could top it.
I think you just might. You just might be able to. I don't think there's many people that couldn't. But, you know, that's part of the charm.
Is there actual blood coming out of my ears? I mean, can you just... Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
This is actually the first release from the Plastic Ono Band in 22 years.
Well, there you go. There you go. And God bless her for it. She's in Panama City celebrating spring break, by the way.
Which one of the Panama cities? The one in Panama or the one in Florida?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is on display for the entire month of March.
She's on display?
Yeah, she's working spring break. She's as a Brazilian swimsuit model, and... Maybe she'll sing. Maybe she'll be like on one of those MTV shows.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
Where she's performing on the stage at spring break. You know, we're working on some other songs. And I know what you're thinking. Why? to me, I don't know.
I'm thinking songs that are shorter.
Shorter?
Shorter.
I don't know.
And more within her three-note vocal range.
I love it when she goes outside the box like that, though. God bless her for trying, you know? Yeah, I mean, Kelly, literally, she's like our William Hung from American Idol. That's her.
Yeah. You know, she's
a Brazilian swimsuit model. She's an amazing-looking girl. Beautiful
girl.
Is. Great personality. Can't sing a lick.
No.
Totally tone-deaf. But who cares? You know.
And this is something else that I think is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Never listens to the podcast.
Thank God.
Of this program.
Or she would never come back.
No.
No, we love her. She knows it.
We do.
She has a great sense of humor. Huh?
Yes.
She does.
Yes, she does.
Well, what are you looking at me like that for?
Not a thing.
She listens. She hears all this.
45-55. I'm asking. I'm just asking. 45%, 55%. Which one? 45, right?
Elisa was on a boat with her. She was
a nice girl.
Yeah,
there we go.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
We bonded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She bonded. She did the whole dolphin stuff. Snorkel with dolphins.
Yes.
So, anyway, well, Elisa, what are you going to do now? You were telling me you got these freediving skills. You're a 200-ton boat captain.
She is nowhere near 200 tons. I mean, it's not even close.
She has a license to run a 200-ton captain.
Oh, okay.
License or bill or I don't know.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say she doesn't max out over 6 stone.
She's growing her hair out. She's growing her hair out right now. She said
to
look better as a mermaid.
Yes, I'd like to be a little more bit more feminine. I've always had short hair.
Yeah, so yeah. She's okay. Well,
okay, you know, I don't know if every. I mean, I know Greg. You and I are the only ones that know how she's dressed today. She's feminine enough for me.
I would agree.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, she was saying that...
There are curves.
I thought it was going to be hot.
It's hot.
It's warm in here now.
Yeah.
Well, what were you saying before?
Wasn't last week.
You wore a skirt today for the first time, what?
Because I've been wearing pants for the last 3 weeks.
Well, that makes one of us.
Indeed.
Because Bill never does.
I
wear pants, but Bill...
Yes.
He prefers not to. That's why you can only see him from the waist up right now, Elisa.
It's pants,
there's
buddy.
A very good reason, trust me.
Yes.
All right, so you're growing your hair out to do the mermaid thing, do some video stuff. Do you think what's on the diving horizon for you? Where do you think you go next? Do you got any plans?
No, just a few projects in the works. I'm just freeing myself up for any freelance camera operation work that people may need me for.
Yeah, and she's heading over to Crystal River. We'll talk a little bit about her manatee adventure that awaits her next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Fun here on Scuba Radio every week, and we're getting out more and more to some dive places where you can join the party, just like Elisa is doing in the studio today. You might prefer, as opposed to our little hole-in-the-wall studio here in Orlando, Florida, maybe Dominica in July, July 9th through the 18th. We are going to be at Dominica Dive Fest, and get all the details there at DominicaDiveFest.com. Of course, we have our Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise set for July 31st through August 8th. Just contact Explorer Ventures, exploreventures.com. You can join us on that boat. And Elisa's been on one of our adventures. They're quite impressive. They're fun, aren't they?
They're a lot of fun.
They're a little bit off the beaten path when it comes to your typical liveaboard experience, though, isn't it? Don't we kind of bring a unique experience
definitely.
In a good way?
Definitely.
Don't say, she's looking at me like, yeah, Greg, do you want me to admit that? No, you know, we do it. We have fun, don't we, Elise?
Yeah, we always used to look forward to it when you guys were coming on board.
Yeah, we bring a lot of giveaways. We have bring a few nutty people on board and, you know, tend to entertain everyone. So it's fun. Yeah, Bill's going to be on that one. So, and whether he wears,
I don't normally get to go,
and whether he wears pants, well, you know,
I would not wager any amount of money on me wearing pants.
Well, I thought we were going to leave that to a vote of the passengers on board.
I was going to leave whether or not I ignored the advice to a vote.
Okay,
but
well, that could
happen. Not going to happen.
So anyway, you can join us July 31st for that adventure with Explorer Ventures. In the Turks and Caicos. It'll be a great one. And then, of course, we got Grenada. We're heading down to dive with our friends Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts Grenada, August 22nd through the 30th. All those and more can be found right there at the new Scuba Radio website. Just look under the featured post area for details and click along and book it today. You will not be sorry. Lee, you would want to join us on some of these adventures, wouldn't you?
I would love to.
Absolutely.
But she doesn't want to go to the Turks and Caicos.
Why not?
Yeah, why?
Because I know if she says yes, that I'm not going to get to go.
Okay, there's one vote for pants.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. And I got laid on the beach in Maui. Girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. My brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
Pat Hammer's on the line from Our World Underwater. He was in Hawaii last weekend when the tsunami hit. But I don't think he got laid by a brown-skinned girl in Hawaii. I think it was his wife.
Yeah, I don't think we want to even ask.
I wouldn't even talk about it. Or he gave him a bunch of flowers. Pat, am I right? Am I wrong? Should I just shut my mouth now?
No, I'm not going there at all.
Very wise, Pat.
This is a great place to get laid. It's beautiful.
Yes. Amen, brother. Now, Pat Hammer, ourworldunderwater.com, you can check out the website, you know, the show, we were there a couple weeks ago, and what he does every year, and we forgot about this last week, is that he takes a little R&R after, you know, putting together the largest, you know, consumer dive show in the Midwest. He takes off for Hawaii for a week, right, Pat?
I do. It's for my wife, to be honest with you. She deserves it. I'm so mean to her.
Yeah, putting up with
the show, and she's got to put up with me.
Yeah, hey, it's a lot. I mean, on a lot of, I know it's. I put on a little 2-hour radio show, and I get headaches sometimes. But I can't imagine putting on the event that you did there in the Midwest. I mean, it was the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater, spectacular event. What were the numbers? What I mean, was it up, down, better? It looked better to me over the year before. But what did you see?
The numbers were fantastic. I mean, if you look at the film festivals, they were huge. We added 300 seats both nights and almost filled it on Friday. Saturday, we definitely filled it. And then the seminars, some of them had standing room only.
Yeah.
The halls brought in a huge amount of people, and those people were standing in the back there. So it was great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just hanging around the exhibit show floor. We gave away a liveaboard trip. We gave away a $1,200 piece of treasure from Mel Fisher's folks. We had a few other things, and just kind of mix and mingling with all the Chicagoland divers was just a blast. And we saw a lot of folks. It looked like a lot of people were ready to get out there and start planning some dive travel. What do you think?
Oh, dive travel, definitely. We were still on our Fiji trip for next year, and we almost sold the trip out at the show. So our trip sales were phenomenal at the booth. And then I saw, like, your booth was jumping. I mean, I couldn't believe all the people you had around your booth.
Well, we had red, white, and blue mermaids. We had four mermaids at once, which that's pretty much the maximum we've ever had out on display in a pod in one place at one time. So,
and they were beautiful.
Yeah, they did a good job. They way to represent, ladies. So now, you know, Our World Underwater will obviously take place again next year. What are the dates? February
18th, 19th, and 20th next year.
Okay, and you can go to ourworldunderwater.com and plan accordingly. If you live in that area or anywhere close to the Midwest, you need to go to this event. It's just massive. Now,
anywhere close to the Midwest.
Yeah.
So by that you mean, what, Canada or the Great Plains?
It doesn't matter.
They're close to the Midwest.
Hey, we brought people here from Canada this last year.
That's right. They welcome all.
We are Canadians. Oh, yeah, very much so.
Can't they walk across Lake Erie to get there?
If they want, but I would prefer they take a plane or something. I don't know. It might be more appropriate.
They trek, and then they take dog sleds across Michigan.
They could. Now, last week we tried to call you for this, but I forgot you were in Hawaii, and you had to deal with this tsunami thing. What was it? What did you see? Was it chaos?
Booked in from the mainland, and get a phone call at 5:30 in the morning in your hotel room saying, like, pack up and get out. That's a wide-eyed opener.
Okay, that actually happens to the Scuba Radio team every time.
Yeah, that's true.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
You you've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy five spots, get one free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Sweet zombie Jesus! It's huge!
Whoa, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass! It's diving!
It's pulling us under! Everyone into the ship!
Hey, divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Because you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow. Now, this sounds like the place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Because we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now, this sounds like the place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Because we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now, this sounds like the place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Cause we're like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, along with Bill, the producer, and in the studio with us, Elisa, who's she's a boat captain, dive instructor, Scuba Radio mermaid at times. She does a little bit of everything. Yoga. The girl is multifaceted.
I don't sing, though.
Well, we don't know. Go ahead, rap right now over that beat. Go.
No, I don't.
Just freestyle. Go for it. Go, Elisa. No, that's not working for you, is it? She's looking at me like, what the hell's the matter with you?
You really don't want me to do that.
All right, so, Elisa, your diving travels, you've been around the world. You're from the UK, from England, right?
That's correct.
And so you've dove all over. Have you been to Hawaii?
I have, yeah. I did a triathlon there.
Did a triathlon?
She wears.
Yeah. She did a triathlon. She's more of a man than we are, Greg.
I did.
Yes. She probably is.
Well, I mean, think about this. Triathletes swim, bike, and run in the same day. Greg, we don't swim, bike, and run in the same month.
I've dived, eaten, and drank.
Not the same. Although you do take the same serious approach to those three activities that a triathlete must take to swimming, running, and biking.
Okay.
So in Hawaii...
It's all about the focus.
Tell me, please, it wasn't the Ironman.
No, it wasn't. It was a shorter race.
Okay, because the Ironman, that's the big kahuna of triathlons.
Yeah, it's like a 15-hour race.
Yeah.
So you went out there and did that. Did you do some diving out there, too? Have you been scuba diving out in Hawaii?
No, I didn't go diving, actually.
He was just swimming.
I was on holiday, and I was working as a dive instructor, so when I took the two-week holiday...
You decided to go do a triathlon instead.
Change it up.
You have no idea how to vacation.
Exactly. Maybe loosen up a little bit, Elise. Come on. Now, actually, I went diving there. It was a phenomenal experience last year with Kona Honu divers. And, you know, last week, you probably heard about this too, Lisa, they had this this tsunami warning from the from the earthquake in Haiti and or in Chile, I'm sorry.
Right.
Chile. And we were doing the show while the warning was under effect, and actually literally towards the end of the show, about this time last week,
right,
they were expecting it any minute. And
right.
we were really, I was a little bit, we were on pins and needles here thinking, oh my gosh.
Apprehensive.
Our friends in Kona Hunu Divers, the folks over in the other islands, all the dive operations, this could be bad news for them, obviously, not to mention the entire population of the Hawaiian Islands. Luckily, everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I did check in with Glenn. Now, we haven't been able to connect with him today for some reason. I think he's traveling or has bad cell coverage. But this is how he described the tsunami that hit the Hawaiian Islands, because they did get one, but it was very small.
Okay, well, then that's not really a tsunami, is it?
Well,
if
it
you
was
get
a wave.
Okay, that's what we call a wave.
Yeah. Well, and I said, well, so I said, how was it? And he goes, well, there wasn't much to it. I'd compare it to the size of a whale fart. And that was pretty much the reaction I had, Bill.
Yeah.
I was kind of speechless. I said, really?
First of all, I
never realized that would cause a wave, or if it does, evidently not much of one, more of like a little ripple, maybe.
Perhaps.
And I think that's what he was saying. But I thought that was a unique, maybe that's a Hawaiian way to describe the wave action in the islands when things aren't going. Did they ever describe it like that to you when you're doing your triathlon? Like, hey, be careful when you're swimming through the whale farts. That might slow down your time.
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Did you complete the triathlon?
I did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm a little nuts.
Yeah, I guess so.
The girl's working
like it,
out.
No,
have you participated in other triathlons aside from the one you did in Hawaii?
I've done like 4 or 5.
Jeez,
Yeah, I remember Lisa on the liveaboard boat. She was working out on the back of the transom.
Me and Demi.
Yeah.
Demi Moore was on this boat with you?
She was watching the divers, because what are you, the lookout? What's the title there?
Yeah, it is like surface lookout.
Yeah, surface lookout on the back of the transom while the divers are in the water on the liveaboard boat. And I had come up, and I was waiting on my dive buddy, and Elisa was like in between helping people. You know, there wasn't anybody needing help on the ladder at the moment, so she was literally doing crunches with the bar, with the, I don't know, what was it, the ladder bar? You turned it into some kind of elliptical device or something.
Demi and I used to work with what we had, you know, the stuff on the ceiling, doing chin-ups and
ladders
to do sit-ups.
I cannot tell you how many times Greg and I have heard our wives say we have to work with what we have. So we're familiar with, you know, taking advantage of what's available.
Yes. But, I mean, I thought that was very creative mm-hmm. on their part, you know, because, you know, you have a boat. You live on a boat for several mm-hmm. weeks at a time.
And yep. Probably not going to have a...
And someone like, yeah, you're keeping fit, working on your fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And just working with what's around you like that was quite unique. Now, you would think watching that would inspire someone like me to do the same thing.
Not likely.
No, it didn't at all. I just sat there and watched, and like, well, maybe if I watch her long enough,
I will become fit.
Yeah.
I'll just make another rum and coke.
Boy, I'm thirsty. Yeah.
Boy, I'm thirsty. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, right, now,
What were you going to say something?
What now? You participate in these triathlons. Do you come in the top 10%? I mean, completing a triathlon is a triumph in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, I mean, how close are you to thinking, you know what, I'm good enough to take part in the Ironman?
I couldn't do the Ironman.
I'll tell you, this weekend when you go and you're swimming with manatees, when you're snorkeling with manatees, they are not in shape. They are the most out of shape mammals you're ever gonna meet.
They make me and Bill feel good about it.
That they do.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
Week, make sure you tune in. You're going to hear about my exploits down in the Florida Keys. We're planning to go visit our buddy Captain Slade down in Key Largo. It's been too long since we've been diving with him. We're going to go down and do a little recording and trek down to Key West possibly as well, and maybe even dive on the wreck of the Atocha with the Mel Fisher crew. If that weren't enough,
and it's not,
we will be telling you how to win a piece of treasure from the wreck of the Atocha next week on Scuba Radio.
You make it sound hard. It's not hard. Find Greg's truck, break the window, and it's inside.
I don't have it. Oh. I don't have any. And the best thing, the only thing you can get if you do that is maybe my underwear, like that other schmo in South Florida did it a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't have any underwear left. So you might be able to get a pair of socks.
Nice.
But yeah,
picture
next
that,
week,
will you, Lisa?
We're going to give away
Greg just standing there in a pair of socks.
Yikes.
No, that wasn't nice. Now, but it is going to be worth listening to because we will tell you how to win a piece of treasure from the Mel Fisher group. And it's pretty cool what they offer down there to dive the wreck of the Atocha. And hopefully, if the planets align, the weather's right, and the water temp warms up above 68 degrees, I may jump in the water and take advantage of that.
If they give you a chance to dive for treasure, you have got to take it. You've got to.
I've got to, because I want to get some. I want to find some treasure.
You know,
Maybe I'll just have them give me a piece.
I think in the back,
that I said I found.
I think in the back of every diver's mind, when they set out on diving, is the thought that someday they're going to be diving and they're going to find something valuable underwater.
What about you, Elisa? Have you ever found anything like that underwater?
No, but I've had people on my boat that have lost engagement rings and things.
Really? Well, by choice?
Yeah. No, accident.
Yeah,
like, screw you! I hated you! I never loved you!
In fact, that happened on the same dive once. A couple lost their engagement ring, and on the same dive, a couple got engaged.
Really?
Well, what a coincidence.
Yes.
Look at this ring I found.
A lot of things happen on those liveaboard trips during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, trading up, whatever, who knows. All right, look, that'll do it for this week. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in. Have fun in Crystal River, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Till next week, remember, it's always better. Do you remember, Elisa? Down where it's
wetter.
Yes.
Oh, she just... She's going to kick...
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to about diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!